Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to look at the call of the Holy Father in this year of the Holy Spirit, 1998. The Holy Father has called for us to reflect on the Holy Spirit. This is what he says in the document that he wrote to prepare us for the Jubilee. He said one of the primary tasks in preparation for the Jubilee will include a renewed appreciation of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit who acts within the Church and in the variety of his charisms, roles, and ministries which he inspires for the good of the Church. In this little brief thought, I'd like to reflect on two gifts the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, gives to the Church. The first is the infallibility by which he guides the Pope and the bishops in union with the Holy Father to teach the doctrine of Christ infallibly. Remember, we needed that safeguard. We need this safeguard of the Holy Spirit, do we not, so that we can be sure that what is being taught to us is the authentic teaching of Christ and the revelation that he gave us. So the Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth, gives the Church the guidance of infallibility. But he also gives a gift to the faithful, and that's called the sense of the faithful. He actually, by this sense of the faithful, he helps us to discern what is true Catholic teaching and what is not. He gives us a sense of being able to understand when something being taught to us is accurate and when it isn't. And this is a special gift the Spirit gives so that he keeps the whole body of the Church, all the faithful, from at any one time being in all in error. One saint, St. Clement Mary Hofbauer, once said, God gave me a Catholic nose, he said, I can smell when something isn't just right. That's the sense of the faithful. May the Lord give you his peace.